We are really happy to have you here today. As you can notice, we have the table for communion today. And maybe you are familiar with communion in many churches. We do something a little different here at the Seventh-day Adventist Church in Aiken, not only in Aiken, but at the Seventh-day Adventist Church and everywhere that you go. And what we do different is that we still believe in the food washing. Well, Pastor, where did you get that from? Well, you need to remember in John chapter 13, when the Lord instituted this sacrament, this ceremony, part of the ceremony included the food washing as a part of humbling yourself and representative of Christ. And Christ says, if I am the master and I am doing this, well, you should do it too. So I want to share with you that partaking in the communion service and the different parts, the humility and the food washing and the taking of the bread and the grape juice here, symbols of Jesus Christ, body and blood, it's a very interesting experience. I want you to please open your mind and be able to worship together in this part. We believe in an open communion, so everybody is invited to partake. Normally, what we do at church here is that we have a small sermon, then we split to do the food washing and then come back and finish with the bread and the wine. Today, we want to make a small change. It's something a little different. What we do at this moment is that we will go to the different sections for the food washing. Everybody can go if you want to. If you had never seen people doing this, you can do it. And then we will come back here and do the second part, which is a small sermon and the breaking of the bread and the wine. Now, in my left hand, your right, it's a small room here that we have for the ladies. They do the food washing in there, okay? So if you are a woman and you want to look what happened in there, you are welcome to go in there. It's no secret, guys. Don't think that you are missing anything exceptional. It's just the ladies like their privacy. That's all it is. And in my right hand, your left, the room is for the gentlemen. The men can do the food washing in there if you want to do it. Or if you want only to observe, you are welcome to come. By the way, if you want to remain here at church, you can do it. Whatever you know, the God and the Holy Spirit is leading you to do, we'll be praying for you. Finally, in the fellowship hall in the back, we have a special room for couples. So if you and your spouse want to do a food washing, it's a good opportunity to ask for forgiveness and to do it today. Today, my wife is not with me. She is visiting her family in New York. So I will be joining the single guys here only for today, for a little brief time with the men. But you can go and look around and feel free to ask questions if you had questions in reference to this. We hope that the Lord bless you and that the ceremony and the program today can be a blessing to you. Amen? So at this moment, we will ask Brian to play some music, and we will be splitting in the different sections, and then later we will come back here. The other Brian. Let's pray before we go in groups. Heavenly Father, again, we ask you for your company and your blessing now that we are partaking in the ceremony of food washing. We ask you, Lord, to continue guiding and directing every person here. In Jesus' name, amen. And for us as a Christians, as a believers, the Word of God is found in the Bible. So every single time that you nourish your soul, you do it through reading the Scripture. I don't know if you had ever encountered moments when you feel depressed or a moment when you feel stressed out or worried about something. And you want somebody who gives you a piece of advice. And the only person that is near you at that moment is God. So you do what a normal Christian will do, right? You start praying and talking to God and asking, God, can you help me? Can you give me something? And I don't know if you have this experience or not, and I want you to be careful in this, but it happens in many occasions that when I am through situations like that, that reading the Scripture, it seems to me that God is speaking to me. And you find promises, you find blessings, you find words of encouragement in the Scripture that can make your situation better. A few days ago, I was having a very stressful day. And I was desperate talking to God and trying to ask Him for some advice. And I happened to read in my telephone my daily verse in my Bible. You know, the Bible send you like small notifications when they give you a small verse. And the verse for that day was Psalms chapter 50, verse 16. I want you to open that and read it with me. Psalms chapter 50 and verse 16. That was an interesting answer from God. Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. And I can tell you, brothers and sisters, that God answered in the day of our troubles. Amen. So, with confidence, I can tell you today that the Word of God is a representation of bread. Jesus not only used bread as a symbol of the Bible, but He also used bread as our daily necessities. We need to eat every day. We need to work to pay our bills. And probably you have been in moments in your life when you think, I don't know how we'll do to pay this bill, or I don't know how it will do to buy even gas for my car. Have you ever been in a circumstance like that? So you can relate to what I will tell you, that the Lord always provides for us. In the little details, in the little necessities that we have. And it's interesting how God answered, right? You were expecting like a super amount of resources. But no, the Lord is always providing you for the needs of that particular day. And I think the Lord is wise when He's saying that we should ask for our daily bread. He didn't say ask for your monthly bread, or yearly, or your retirement bread, right? No, that we shouldn't plan ahead and do savings or anything like that. And you're saying that our necessity should draw us to the Lord every single day for fresh bread. So the Lord supplies for us in our daily needs, and basic needs, and food, and sustenance, and shelter, in a place of work, and health. Many things that we don't appreciate or we don't see, you know, but they are there, a given to us. And thank you, God, for that. During this past week, I was observing the news and seeing how many thousands and thousands of people are trying to enter other countries because they are escaping war. And you see the children and you see the faces of the women and the men crying there. And it breaks my heart because, and it is no way to solve every single human being problem. But it's one who takes care of us, right? Not only provide for us, He provides for the whole universe, and God can be overwhelmed. So when you are in need, just go confidence close to God. He will provide us with our daily bread. The other symbolism that we find in bread today is in reference to church. Bread can be a representation of fellowship. In many places, they had the custom that they have a big piece of bread, circular bread, and that the whole family gather and everybody's cutting a little piece, right, of the bread as a symbol of family reunion of closeness. And breaking bread has been a very interesting tradition for centuries. When you are breaking bread with somebody, you are considering this person your friend. To trust Him enough to enter into your house and share whatever kind of meal that you have. I remember my mother used to always share food with other people. It's not because we have a lot of less. It's because she thought that it was a good thing to do. It's always somebody that is suffering more than you. And it's important to remember that when you have an opportunity to be a blessing to others. So when you wake up in the morning, ask God, God, how I can be a blessing to someone today. Place me in the path of somebody who needs help. Can be encouragement, can be friendship, can be a call, can be a favor that I can do for somebody. Can be a smile. Whatever the situation it is, ask God to help you. So bread is connected to fellowship, and connected to fellowship more specifically to the church. 1 Corinthians 10:16 says this, The bread which we break does not mean that we participate in and share a fellowship, a communion in the body of Christ. Paul is asking a question. The question is, if you are breaking this bread today here, a communion, that doesn't mean that you and I, we are brothers and sisters? It's a beautiful symbol for us to remember, right? That we are all equal in front of God's eyes. And thank you for that blessing. Finally, I want to say that bread also represents salvation. Because Jesus said, my body is broken. That's mentioned in John 13. As a symbol, right, for salvation to us. It's more than a piece of wheat that is happening here. It has a profound meaning to us as a Christians. Believing that the death of Jesus Christ, His sacrifice at the cross, His blood had the power to cleanse us, to make us anew again. So today when we are participating of these simple symbols that we have today here, I hope that God bless you and encourage you in your spiritual life, that you get new and renewed strength and spiritual force, that you can continue working for God. And if you are suffering, you are feeling lonely, you are struggling, that the Lord give you wisdom and the capacity to deal with these problems. A few days ago, we had the opportunity with Sister Ann to attend a seminar about suicidal. It was interesting to listen to this dissertation there. But I honestly want to tell you that I go there for selfish reasons. I didn't mention this to Ann, but I go there because I thought maybe something that what they are saying is what I need. You know, how you ever feel depressed and you haven't even noticed? And it takes someone else to tell you, you look like a little depressed. So I go there to pay attention to what they were saying about the symptoms and how to help somebody who is depressed or sad. And one of the main things that I remember from that particular class is that we should pay careful attention to our friends when they are talking to us. Because when people in occasions go to you and open their hearts, they are asking for help. And maybe you are the last resource. They don't have anyone else. It's you. You are the closest friend that they have. So listen carefully to what they say to you. Pay attention. Ask God for wisdom in how you can give a word of encouragement to them. Share your blessings with them. For that person, maybe their problem is so big that they don't see any possible solution. And they get overwhelmed with the problem. And you and I, we know that for God, nothing is impossible. And it doesn't matter what kind of problem you are confronting, you know that God will help you. We don't know what kind of way He will select, but we know that He always answers. So be attentive when somebody is talking to you, open their heart. Maybe that person is asking you for help. So I remember that, and I gained that from that class, Sister Ann, you know, to paying attention to what people is telling you, because it's always people suffering around us. So may the Lord continue giving us encouragement, and these symbols can renew our spiritual strength. Amen? Heavenly Father, please bless our church. Bless every single person that is here today. Please give us your company today in Jesus' name. Amen.